Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. There is that saying, only a face a mother could love. Please don't get up close and personal with the face of a snapping turtle, but it's probably true. But this awesome animal, which appears to be slow and deliberate in his movements, actually attacks with lightning speed and power. Now, on my farm, two ponds really have not been cared for in a number of years, so I'm working on rebuilding the spillways, cleaning the ponds up around them, and well, I noticed in one pond, the smaller pond, I see a snapping turtle the size of a basketball, and I go, holy moly. Did a little searching, go down to the back pond, which is the larger pond, and I see a snapping turtle up near the edge, way larger than a basketball, probably the size of a basketball and a half. Like, I'm just saying they're huge. So I then just started to hang up near the edge of the pond, and I'll get to what that large snap was doing, but I also noticed on the edge, maybe about like if you opened up your hand, like from fingertip width-wise, lengthwise, your hand, I saw a number of smaller snaps. That's what they're called, snaps, smaller ones. Smaller snaps there. And I just said, okay, so let me just really find out now how many snapping turtles I really have. But it also prompted me to learn more about this omnivore. You see, you hear omnivore is plant and animal. But think about this. A third of his diet is plants. Well, the young are foraging type of animals, and the adults are ambush prey. And I'll get to the ambush prey in a little bit. Well, what do they eat? They love invertebrates, fish, frogs. Hey, guess what? I'm trying to increase the population of fish and frogs in my ponds. So Snaps and I, we're not personal friends at this moment. Snakes. I love snakes. I've done many shows on snakes. So, hey, I want to see the snapping turtles and the snakes coexist, but I'm sure if they're up close and personal, the snake got invited for dinner, and then he found out that, guess what, he was dinner. They will also eat smaller turtles, birds, and growing up family farm, we'd have some ducks in the pond, and all of a sudden you just see a duck getting pulled down and underneath, and it was a snap pulling them down. Small mammals, crayfish, and here's a really cool fact. They eat carrion. Carrion's a dead organism. And somebody said, and I like this comment, they are the turkey vultures of ponds. That was a pretty cool way of talking about it. Well, they are on the top of the food chain. And that makes sense because guess what? Their shell, and I'll talk to you in a second about it, is like impenetrable. Like you can't get into them. And they spend most of their time in the water. They are mostly freshwater creatures, but you can find them in brackish water. And brackish water is where the river meets the sea, so there's a low salinity content. And they like muddy bottoms. So think about this. Now let's talk the ambush. Well, if you submerge yourself into the mud, and the only thing out are your nostrils so you can breathe, and your eyes so you could see, you are the perfect ambush predator. Well, the big boy I was talking to you about before, the large one in the large pond, I guess that makes sense, and he was motoring along real slow motion, and he was just jamming his nose into the edge, into the new growth plant material, and I happen to know, because that is actually filled with polywogs. In other words, they are filled with little baby frogs. So these tadpoles, they were becoming, I guess, a lunchtime dinner, because it was lunch, for the big turtle. I haven't given them a name yet, but typically I don't name animals that are out in the wild. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, Your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So snapping turtles and their habitat, well, it will make sense based on everything I've said so far. It includes marshes and creeks, swamps and bogs, ponds, lakes, rivers, streams. And it must be this really popular guy because New York, the state of New York, has the snapping turtle as the state reptile. Well, the average lifespan, and as I'm doing some of my research, I found numbers varying degrees. Some of the low end was 11, and I saw some up near 40s, 45s, and it could live up to 100 years. So when you're seeing a large snapping turtle, you are looking at an older creature out there. And it also says that, you know, you're doing research, it says, well, they're nocturnal. That means they're active at night. Some research is saying they're crepuscular. Crepuscular means they're active either dawn or dusk. Well, mine have been active most of the day, so I have not put mine, talking about the special breed there right now, in the pond this, there. So they've been active all day. And many times I will find them, and I see this kayaking often anyway, or fishing. They're sunning themselves on logs, the pond's edge, large rocks. And they have, you say, well, why are they a top predator? Like, how come no one's getting to the adults? Well, think about the armor protection. Their upper shell, called the carapace, is green to brown, so it's camo. So sink that into the mud, and then that goes back to the ambush. And their bottom shell is called a plastron. So when they're in danger, they're in, just like you see on the cartoons, except they can't climb out of them. Cartoons, I've seen them climb out of them. They are ducking into inside their shells for protection. And they can weigh up to 35 pounds. Now, here was a real cool fact, because I am always looking for awesome animal facts. The tail can be as long as the carapace and is covered with bony plates on it. But that tells you it's got a super long tails. So the snapping turtle has a large head, long neck, and a sharp hooked upper mandible, which is his jaw, and that's made for tearing food. And he also has sharp claws. I sort of joke, do not try to ever pick up a snapping turtle. And the example I'm going to give you right now with this awesome fact, the amount of pressure a large snapping turtle can exert is 1,000 pounds per square inch. It is so, remember before I said it was powerful? This is super powerful. I have seen people in growing up put a large stick in front of a snapping turtle's mouth, and it will snap it with ease, meaning do not put any of your hands, your fingers. You are asking for severe, hey, guess what? We're all safe people. We're not going to do that. But that awesome fact is 1,000 pounds per square inch. And the female, you could tell male from female because they're a little bit smaller and they have a little shorter tail. They will lay from 25 to 80 ping pong ball sized eggs. Somebody will say golf balls, and they're about the same size. And they're going to look, and this makes sense because they're going to dig with those powerful claws. They're going to dig in sandy soil, and if they can't find sandy soil, they'll look for softer soil. And they will travel up to 1 mile away searching for the right soil so they can dig into it to lay their eggs. And she will also look for a sunny location. So when they hatch, the babies are the size of a quarter. Ooh, how cute. Well, they are. And this is when they're most vulnerable, either when they're eggs, obviously, or when they were just born. And the predators at this time include raccoons, snakes, bullfrogs, hawks, owls, coyotes. And in areas of the country where there is the alligator snapping turtle, which is typically out in the south, southern United States, the alligator snapping turtle will munch down little hors d'oeuvres, I guess, of the baby snapping turtles. So they are there. So on your next kayaking, fishing, hiking adventure, take the time to observe this awesome animal. And if you find a large one, respect your elders because he or she is probably older than you. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.